Monday the 10th of August, Kof Menachemov, Abishvashraga Kalos, Low Sach Mode, is it really that bad?
Is it happening thick in the bush? And Reb Kiveger, and Reb Kiveger, he's coming to explain the Levush. I'm sure, the Gemara in Baba Kama, and Dav Samach says that what happened, the Gemara is talking about David HaMelech. The Gemara said David HaMelech was thirsting. He was thirsty. What was David HaMelech thirsty for? He had something. So Chazal understood that Chazal, the Pasuk is telling us that David HaMelech is thirsty, and maybe Nishta talking that David HaMelech needs a drink of water. It doesn't mean that. So the famous Gemara, the Gemara Baba Kama says, the Gemara says that David HaMelech was thirsting for a Yidiyan Taiga that he did not have. That's the thirst which David HaMelech was lacking. He had a certain knowledge, a certain bit of information. He didn't know what was the Shaila. David HaMelech didn't know what's the halacha in a situation of where you have to go and ruin somebody else's field. You have to damage somebody else's field. You have to hurt somebody else's parnasa. You have to, in that case, there were, the way the Gemara explains, plishtim, they were hiding out inside the sairim, inside the bushels. And he wanted to burn down all the bushels. And the bushels were owned by Eden. And if you're going to burn down the bushels, it would obviously save the Eden from the bad guys. It would save them from these people that were coming to hurt the Eden. But Shaila Pikuach Nefesh, they wanted to know, that is he allowed to burn down the bushels? The way that Rashi learns the Shaila of the Gemara, and that's Maskon Fishitas Rashi, is that the Tzav came out that you weren't allowed to burn them down. You're not allowed to be matzil somebody. You know, they're not allowed. The person's running down the street. Somebody's running after it to kill him. The law is very different. He's not allowed to take a shtender from somebody else, turn around, and hit the guy on the head. That's Shitas Rashi. We don't pass him like that. We pass him like Taisus. Shulchan Aruch paskins that a person is allowed to save himself with mom and Shulchan Aveda. Shulchan Aruch has a clause. You're not allowed to save yourself. You're not allowed, paskins Shulchan Aruch, to save yourself with mom and Shulchan Aveda. Only a karma that you intend to pay back. But for example, he's running down the street, fellow's running after him, he's not allowed to take that shtender, turn around, and whack him on the head. Not allowed to do that, unless he has the das that he's going to pay back afterward. But if not, he would not be allowed to save himself. And the Levush brings this down in La Lofa. And he said, we know that there's only three Yehori, they are Yahors. Head to the Gain of the Kiveiger, that there's not three now, we see this four. What's the fourth? The fourth is that you're not Gesel. Gesel. Then if there is a sheet like that, the Gemara Ksuba says of a mayor, and the Kiveiger, what is that? Are we passing? Gesel. You're not allowed to save yourself. The moment shall have eaten. But the chayin affected the Kiveiger over here, it's going to be this four. Yehud v'yobas and not three. It's like the Kiveiger, in explanation of the Bush, he says, it's not chair. It's three Yehud v'yobas. But included in the Yehud v'yobas of Shmichas Damin is Gesel. Says the Levush, because Kalakaisel, Prut the Mechameda, the Gemara Baba Kama says, is Ki'ilu Neiku Nasho. When you take the Prut from a Yid, when you take one Prut from someone, it's as if you killed him. So the Mela, the whole, that's already, now we understand. What gives me a right to save myself? What gives me a right to go and save myself? And are you saving myself? What am I doing? I'm killing my friend. I'm taking his stand, I'm breaking stand. If you don't, if you have that to pay back, no, save it. I saw one of the Paiskim rights, and therefore, you're a mechuyev of that, since you have a chuyev of Pekuch Nefesh, so for Shtetzel, you're a mechuyev that does to pay back. Nope, say it. But for Pan, you see from here a Paisai, and we're at the Fayit Pruta. We're talking about a Yid Pruta. What's a Pruta? A Pruta is Kidu Nekul Nashe. That's by a Yid. A Yid knows that there's no such thing as a, and we know by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yisrael told Moshe Rabbeinu, he gave him an Eitzah. He told him that they'll bring to you the big Dine Taita. And they'll bring only the big Dine Taita to you. They won't bring the little Dine Taita to you. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he switched the Lashon a little bit. Because by a Yid, there's no such thing as big Dine Taita. Little doesn't make a difference in the little amounts and the big amounts. By us, the same Geisel, the Kuta Mechaveira, is the same Neitel Nafsha. With this advice in mind, I want to start tonight, a few Shailas today, Bez Hashem, we're going to talk really, Bikaram, we're going to talk Bez Hashem about the Lachas of Leisach, right? Which is really, we'll see what the connection of Leisach meant to Gesel, and maybe other Inyone Gesel, which Chalila, we're not talking to Chalila, people that the Shailas of Gesel, Mamish going and stealing, that's not the Geya of Baruch Hashem, but things that people, they can slip a person's mind, things that are in the Geya, the Gesel Pruta Shel Chavedoi, which Chazal tell us, it's one of the Yahorid Vayofers. It's Kipshutayr of Kiveg, and Shimon Tess Paskin's Alok and Yahorim Val Yahor. So today we're trying to see maybe a few inyanim, the gzeila, which people might not realize are gzeila, etc. And this Bez Hashem, let's say, we shouldn't be over in these halachas. The emphasis is like this. The emphasis is, I think the first question that one would ask is, it's a shocking thing. You know, all the other things in Aseret HaDibros, we can basically figure out why they're there. Shabbos and Amun and everything, and guys, computer, again, like signal, if it's referring to kidnapping, if it's not, it's Zicha. These are all the fundamentals of Yiddishkeit. And you get to Leisachma, you get confused. What's Leisachma doing over there? Maybe another one that gets confused about Leisachma. Why is Leisachma? We don't even know. That's another problem. It's already bothers us. What is Leisachma? It's one of the Aseret HaDibros. And we don't exactly know. What's Leisachma? We know what Gesel is. We know what Gansfein, what Metzicha is. And we know Vechulei. But what's Leisachma Bechlau? What is it? What's the Aveir Bechlau? You go over, stop at Kinder Street. And Abkidekat, whose problem with this? Tysus and Baba Metzia, Tysus in a few places. He says, people don't really exactly know what Leisachma is. No, everybody knows what Gesel is. They know this. And this is very definitely Mechayiv us to try and spend a little time in the Sugi and try to figure out what exactly is Leisachma. It's one of the Ten Commandments. One is Aseret HaDibros. We don't even know what it is. And then after, we have to figure out how exactly got into the Aseret HaDibros. How exactly got in there, if it's so serious. So this is Hashem. I want to explain. We also have another problem. There's a pasuk in Parshas Veschan. Over there, when it brings down the Isser of Leisachma, it doesn't say Leisachma. It says a totally different pasuk. It says the pasuk of Leisachma. A different word. Leisachma. Don't have a desire. A different word, Bechlau. No, the puzzle gets even more confusing. We also don't know. Are both these brought on off? So perhaps Leisachmite is just another fancy way of saying Leisachmite. It's not true. There's a Mechilta. He brings down clearly two separate Isser. The Mechilta and Parshas Yisroel. There's two separate Isser. There's an Isser of Leisachmite. I said Leisachmite and Kachas Paskin Baloch in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Gzeila. Right, he gives us a hint of what this Leisachmite business is. He brings it in Hilchas Gzeila. No, we'll have to find out what that means. He brings down something about Leisachmite and also Leisachmite, and it's two different Isser. This is continued on this tradition in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch. In the Shulchan Aruch, also in Simin Shinnun Tess, brings down the Alava, two different Isurim. No, so now it's already got into Shulchan Aruch now. Two separate Isurim, there's something called Leisus Adar, and there's something called Leisus Adar. What is the Shoyvish Adar? So the emphasis is that, I'm going to start with a muscle, which everybody I think did hear already, but we're going to see that this muscle is not akidekach true la lacha, but we'll see it's the whole service of the Yitzhak Leisachmai. There's a famous Ibn Ezra. What is Leisachmai? The basic nekuta of Leisachmai is not to desire something that's not yours. We'll see in a minute the actual application for the Lachlamite, but this fellow has a nice car, to not desire his car. Not to desire his car, his house, his etc., his wife, Eishes Ve'yeyu, and Chazal are Meirach, the Torah, Kedoshis Meirach, in every single prat, in Eishes Ve'yeyu, in the this, in the sada, in the field, in the behemoth, and everything. This is a very, very, very lengthy incident Chazal are teaching us over here. So what's exactly the Marshal? Says Ibn Ezra, Meir the Kazakh, Ibn Ezra says, why is it that Lazakhman is a man? How can a Kosh Baruch Hu be mitzvah us not to have a desire for somebody else's item? I can tell us, I see something I wanted. Hi, I see what I want. Tzedi Ben Ezra, it's not Shmer. It's the Melech, the Eved. He's walking in the field, and he sees the Bas Melech. And she's got all this royalty and riches, and etc. Does he feel bad that he can't marry the Bas Melech? Does he feel bad, Bechlal, that he can't marry the Bas Melech? He doesn't feel bad, Bechlal, he can't marry her. Why? Because it's not the Halamina Bechlal. It's not Oyla Baita Bechlal. She's not negating him, Bechlal. So he doesn't even feel it. He doesn't have a chemda, Bechlal, to marry the Bas Melech. Zokti Ben Ezra, and Stum, with the same Avona of the Levush, and the Yenim's Geld is not... It's not Mishmai. It's not the Gehri Bechlau. It's not the Bechlau. There's no Chavdus for it. The Torah is teaching you a certain Ashkofet, how a person is supposed to look at Yenim's Geld. Yenim's Geld, when it comes to me, it's not the Gehri Bechlau. And the Emes, it's a Gemara Yuma Daflamet Ches. This Emes has to be, you know, before we start the Sukkot Leisachmai, the Alephes Chinach of every Yiddish house has to be, Harry Machanich the Kind, Yik Machanich them, that what's yours is yours. It can't be that nothing, the Rebbeinu Shloimeh, nothing that you have, nothing that somebody else has, can ever be yours, and nothing that you don't have, you're lacking, because the Bayrei Oibom, he gives you everything, whatever you need, you get. That's the Alephes. It can't be, but that kid has this, and he has this, none to gain you. That's the Alephes. That's how Leisachmit starts. Leisachmit Chazal are teaching us, that this is how a person is supposed to act. What's his is not negayah me, Bechlau. No, but this already is already a very, very chametik halacha. According to that understanding, the Ibn Ezra is teaching us that if I see somebody else has a tie, I can't even say, "Huh, I wish I had that tie." I wouldn't even be able to think, "I wish I had that tie." That's mamish. I mean, the Ibn Ezra is telling us how exactly to go about not being moiv on this halacha, a certain struggle, a certain attitude, etc. But it's mamish. I see a car, I see a this, I see a house, I see anything, a Gemara, a this. I mean, does it have to do with Torah knowledge? It's where did you learn? How am I going to, how's the person going to live? He's going to be too nervous. We'll have to stay in a house. And until he gets to work on this mitzvah, and he's going to be over on the list. So the Aruch HaShulchan already tells us, and this famous is Mavur in the Rambam, it's Mavur in the Shulchan Aruch, it's Mavur in the Chilta, we're taking a very big sugya, making it small right now, is that there's really three different in Yom. There's something that the Aruch HaShulchan will call it, is that Midas Chassidus, famous is Mavur in all the Rishayim also. There's something called the Midas Chassidus, there's going to be something called the Sassadim, and there's going to be something called the Sassadim. The Midas Chassidus is that when you see something else of Yechaber, and Kachas Yav, and the Seals of Sharon brings it down, the Perikid Aleph, and the Kiyas, when you see something else, not the Gehavi Bechlau, you shouldn't even want it, because what's in the Gehavi? Whatever you have, the Pirate Island gives you whatever you need. What's in the Gehavi Bechlau? You shouldn't even feel a desire for it. That's a Midas Chassidus. La'alocha, a person who sees something, and he likes it, and he wants it, he's really not over. He's not over on anything. It's a Midas Chassidus to not want it. And I once heard from a certain Shiva told me that when he goes collecting, so he had to, right before he reads, a certain sefer has a whole chapter on Lysachmet. Teligoyitz talks about it also. He reads about Lysachmet. Why? Because he goes to all these vidim's houses, and he sees all the shenses out, and he sees all these things, and it's hard for him to, you know, to not want it, etc. It's a very nice heritage. I wouldn't read the sifre halacha on Lysachmet. What I would read is that even Ezra. But halacha l'maisa, he's not over. We'll see why. How do you over on the halacha of Lois Achmed and Lois Sabbath? So there's two levels, said the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, that let's say you have something that you desire. You see somebody has something, he has a car, he has a this, he has a that, etc. And you desire it. You want it. So now you start thinking to yourself, ways of how I'm going to get it. You think to yourself, tachpulis and ways, how exactly am I going to get that thing? Then you're over on Lois Sabbath, not the desire. That's the first level. The second level is you're going to be over on something called Lois Achmed. And every person who's over on Lois Achmed will have already been usually over on Lois Achmed. What's Lois Achmed? Lois Achmed is that not only do I feel, think about the ways of how I'm going to get this item. Lois Achmed is I go out of my way and I beg the guy to give it to me, to the extent that he gives it to me. I pressurize him, says the Rambam, hits the boy chavele. I send my friends after him until the point where he actually gives it to me. Says the Stipler, Atofer Nisra. So there's three levels. Level number one, Rabbi Isaiah, if I just want something else that somebody else has, that's a Midas Chassidus. Alibi, that person should be Zayt of the Tanakreka, that else even wants what somebody else has. Kalamuchan Chaveda, nobody can take what's coming to you. No, that's a Midas Chassidus. The second level, like Sisafet, I see something I want and I start thinking to myself, ways, how exactly am I going to get this thing? That's already a veiro. That's already Lois Sachmoid. Lois Sachmoid is when I go to the extent with these ideas, and I go bepoil, and I send my friends to him, and I try and get him to sell it to me until the extent where he actually sells it to me. Send the stifler going. The Peladik Rambam. The Rambam says that this Isser of Lois Sachmoid is a lot she ain't by Meisa. This is advice that you say to the stifler. It's going to be tremendous not to me in Islam. This Isser of Lois Sachmoid is a lot she ain't by Meisa. You don't get malchus. We don't chmice you if a person's like Lois Sachmoid. Why? Lav shein by maisa. Does anybody have a kash on that? It's a maisa to maisa. He went to the extent. He went and bothered the guy until he went and he sold it to him and he paid money and he got the item. So l'chayra, it's about the maisa. It's up the side. They're going to Bemis. It's Mavur Kach and Mishayim. And Chesina says the side already. And Kach and Tisayi, that God will say the stifler, no, you know what you're over on? That's just a shear. It's just a measuring stick. Really, the avera is that you want something so bad. There's three levels. First, I want something. That's Midas Chassidus. Then there's level you try and get it. Then there's a third level of where you so want this item. You have such a desire for it that you're willing to bother the guy to the extent that he sells it to you. So what is the right, what's the measuring of it? The measuring of what the avera is in the light. Is that you desire it so much that you're willing to go and drive the fellow crazy until he sells it to you. But that's not the Aveda. The love is not the Maisa of buying that item from the fellow. The Maisa, the Aveda is the desire to the extent that I'm willing to get the person to sell it to me. And this advice says, tremendous not to me, Nizla Lacha. The mashal. Let's go to say that. Number one, the mashal. Halach lemaisa, a person is over on losachmai, even on something that's less than a shavapruta. Even less than a shavapruta. Even in by gettel, we know, I get Rishayim explained, there's different reasons, obviously, we understand for the Yisra Bois Dachmai. One reason Rishayim explained for the Yisra Bois Dachmai is because Kenneth might see other men are able. Who can forget the Gemara about Yerovam? And the Gemara said that Rishpohu told Yerovam, if you're chayzeh by the tshuva, and famous commands on every you're chayzeh by tshuva, so you'll be walking with me in David HaMelech ben Yishayim Gan Eden. And what did Yerovam ben Nevat say? Who walks first? Who walks first? Ben Yishai, then I'm not being chayzeh by tshuva. Made it. But Kinnick and Mighty, a person in our island, one reason for the Israel Sachmai, another reason the Rishayim tell us, it's something that could lead you together. Once a person gets involved with Sachmai, he wants this thing so badly, maybe it'll come, it's like a desire, the gather will come to steal from the person, and of course, like we spoke already, the Yiddish side of Amuna, of Anoichi, is that a person realizes everything comes from Bairi Oilam, the fact that you want something that the Bairi Oilam knows that you shouldn't necessarily be having. That's already a breach in that. We see already Zatta Paiskin, you're over even on less than a Shabbat Lysachman is like even less. Why? According to the understanding of the disciple, it's very simple. The avail of Lysachman is I want something. I desire something so much. The fact that what you got was less than a Shabbat Pruta, what's the difference? I think it's even worse. If you want something so earnest, so something, you want something which is only less than a Shabbat Pruta, that's more of a reason for a person to be over Lysachman. Because Pogo felt you shouldn't have this thing which is less than a Shabbat Pruta, and you felt that you should have it. But basically, today I'm going to throw a major curveball. I played today, I planned on telling you Shia Lysachmai, and I was going to show you how Lysachmai, Mamish, in every case in life, but I'm going to show you first that Lysachmai, right away, a lot of people here are going to walk out saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, Lysachmai's not going to get you. We'll see these. Maybe Lysachmai certainly isn't going to get you, and we'll see the cases of Lysachmai that aren't going to get you, but we're going to throw a curveball now that in our modern day society, the real Abeyra Lysachmai, the real Abeyra Lysachmai, again, the Midas Chassidus of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Midas Chassidus of that Kol HaMuchan L'Chaveiro, nobody can touch what's yours. That Avada you can't touch. That's Avada. That's Chai V'Chayim. That's my name Yoyser Mikulam. That's Avada. But the Avera of being Oyver L'Sachmait in our modern day society is not so posh. You know why? Because we have everything mass produced. And the Allah of L'Sachmait is clearly that's Mavur and all of the training in Paiskim. It is one safer, the Death of Death, and they saw Chayim Shon has a different upon it, but the passion of all the Rishonim in the Paiskin, and that Chayim always was, that you can only be Oivra Lysachmai, I want that tie specifically, and I'm gonna go and ask that fellow, please give me a tie, I'll pay you for that pot. But what happens if I see the guy's got a nice lawnmower, right, and I say, hey, that's a very nice lawnmower, sir, where'd you buy it? I'm not interested in his lawnmower. I want to buy my own lawnmower. I see, I didn't know there was such a lawnmower. Well, I see this guy's got a nice red Ferrari with the mental with the letter for it. No, and I say, hey, where'd you get that nice red car? And he thought, oh, you go down the store, you're going over there, and you give them cash, and they give you a car. No, says that Lysachmai to all the place can be shown him. That's not the Aveir of Lysachmai. The Aveir of Lysachmai is not the same thing. It's when I'm trying to get that specific item. No, sir. So this is where I want to, that's where I want to throw my curve back. I have to. Otherwise, why do they pay me the big bucks here? So I can come in and I can give you things, right? No, so I just kind of, everybody walked out and went like this. Okay, me just chassidus. Me just chassidus. Shine, I have plenty of things to work about. Let's go Keseder. Who we can get in place? Who can we get in place? Let's go Keseder. Number one, let's get the kids. Okay, when done they get you, it's easier to be Makabo. Then let's get the kids. Should I tell you, Mamish, a modern day example of Elias Achmed, Mamish, they get. The kid gets a piece of cake, yay big, less than a Shabbat Brita, okay? He's not ready, less than a Shabbat Brita, even less than a He gets a, he's a parchina, 6, 7, you ready to teach the kid mitzvahs, right? And this is a mitzvah, the Isa, Machoyet, the Machanet, the kid, Bain, the Rabbanon, Bain, the Isis. No, he gets a piece of cake this big, and his brother gets a piece of cake this big. No, that extra amount is not a Shabbat Brita, okay? No, we're going with the smart sheet and such a mission, that's not a Shabbat Brita, good. And he says, I want that piece! See, you take out the picture. Ah, it's like, I know you're nice, you got the smile, you hit it. And you got, he said, Yengala, here is the perfect time that you machanich the king in my sachmai. And here, about you throw in all the way, nothing can come to you. Whatever's coming to you is coming to you, and nobody can take away what is yours. Muchin lechapedo, nobody can touch what's supposed to be coming to you. But what do you teach the child? Here's where you teach the child, that's an abeyma to arise in my sachmai. That's a big, you know, he's over, he's probably over the Sabbath first. No, it's not the first thing he's over the Sabbath, because he says, Mommy, I want that piece. He's thinking of ways to try and get that piece. Oh, but he did this, and I'll do the Lashon Hara. It's going until what? But it is, maybe Mommy will switch. And then what are you over on? Where's Achmar? This is something, it's a perfect example to be Mechanach a kid. No, I'm going to invite a Mamesis in camp in America. I just gave a shit to a bunch of counselors in camp in America. And before they went, they gave me all their shilas, and I gave them a shir. And one of the shilas was, you know, one kid sitting in a bunk, and he sees that kid's got this. Now, there in camp, it's very, very gay. Again, I don't know if the English camp has it, but there it's very gay, because no store that the kid's going to go out, they ask me a case about goggles. You know, the kid has got some unbelievable pair of goggles. Right? And the other kid sees the goggles, and he wants that pair of goggles. That was the question that they asked me. Nope, here, you can't say it. He's just asking me the goggles, and he wants a pair of goggles, and there's no other place to get the goggles over here except to get it in the camp. So, I mean, it could be very, very, very well to be over on Los Angeles. Another example of what he's saying is real estate is mamish a major problem of Los Angeles in our modern day society. Because in a Hanami, Ivan, whatever, if I see he has a pen, I see he has a tie, I see he has this, I'll just ask him where he got it, and I'll go and buy myself one. But when it comes to a piece of property, you have a store over here, and you want to buy the store next to you, and you start sending your friends, says the Rambam, you start sending all of your friends to go and tell that person, please sell it to him, please sell it to that guy, go sell it to him, and you start giving more, and shipping more, and you send the brokers, and you send different type of people to try and get him to sell it, and then you start upping the ante, and then you start acting depression. You're going to be over on the Sachma, possibly if he does wind up selling it, it's a major problem. The broker themselves. This is already, I once heard from a Yashiv. What about the broker themselves? We were like this in the guys. Also a similar list. What about the broker himself? So let's go slow. If somebody solicited that broker and told the broker, go after that person and get me that land, he's over, the broker's over, everybody's over, mitzvah to kill them all. Good. But what about if the person himself, that's 10 commandments, we could say mitzvah to kill you, right? No, but what about if the person, he didn't, he says the broker works himself, he's trying to tell, listen, that's a chayin, I know my stuff, if you sell this land, I'll get you a big buck. And the guy says, am I interested in selling? And he pushes in him, I'll make sure you get a lot of money. And finally the guy's asking to sell. You're not over. The Yashiv told me, he's not over. The broker's not over on the Isser of Los Achman. It makes sense, Saka. Because there wasn't that Isser of trying to get this land. It wasn't the Isser of Los Achman. There's no Aveda. No. But what about a few more cases like this to try and bring out, right? That'll get to one moment. That's already a little bit more problem. And that then, this is already in the Mechut Alev. The Zoya talks about that case. Shiduchim. That'll talk about it in one moment. But the Maisa, I have another copy of my Maisa. When it comes to Leis Achmoy, then this is, certain things I'm going to say today, I'm afraid, because the Zoyim knows me already. I'm very shy, and I'm very nervous to say certain things. But so what I'll do is I'll be tied on even God. Because again, I know, you know, if you keep it up, I'm sure how many people came over to me and said, I agree with you 100% about that one thing you said, 25% of the shit. And another person gave me, I agree with you 100% about that thing you said, 25% of the shit. Check, you know what I mean? I have my friends all over the place over here. Everybody knows what I mean. I have my friends over here. But there's one thing that I don't know, the Chabad Chaim says it, I'm afraid to say it in public, so I'll just tell you the safer call, the safer mitzvah sakotzer of the Chabad Chaim. A little safer, where he writes, there's 192 mitzvahs around the Gehav Ismanazah. No, there's no kabbalist, no this, no that. So what's left? 192. When he talks about Lois Sachmoid, over there he says, you know what my example of my example of the Sachmoid is, the Aiden, I know yesterday I made some friends with the Aiden, the didn't like him, but the Aiden comes and he starts saying, you know, I'm a Zaiden, I'm a Zakuta, you know, it's coming there more. I need more, I want more. And he starts saying, you know, he starts sending people, you know, kind of Aiden, you got. And you know, kind of, I'm the mamish a tzaddik and a dos, you know, and he's pressuring to get more. And sometimes, I don't know, maybe extension of the Chabad Chaim, sometimes perhaps children do this to their parents. Maybe, and I heard this from a boy also, that's as well, on cash, there's Lois Achmoy too. I'll give you an example. You write a sefer, you know, write a sefer, and you go over to everyone you know, here, I you want to buy my sefer, and you can pay me later. Here, you want to buy my sefer, blah, blah, blah. That's Lois Achmoy. Maybe Thomas, it's a later. Even in cash, that's also Leis Achmoy. Maybe also when your parents, a person says to his parents, you know, oh, come on, man, give me I'm getting some, what am I trying to get from you? I'm trying to get cash from you. That was his Chiddush. Some say you're only over on Hamas, you're only over on, just something over on. You're over on something. Is it one of the Ten Commandments, Yishlodin Belidin? But you're over on something, but over here, you try and get your parents, you know, they have I'm going to lose. Hey, how come there's only three people left? What happens? Your parents have this car. And you know that they really want to sell the car. This is an example of one of my Talmidim had once. He called me up. He says to me that, he didn't believe this. His parents are giving the car to whatever, and they're selling it. They might as well just give it to me. And I'm trying to... I said, Baruch Hashem, you called me. Because you're about to be over on the Yisra of Lysa. You're already over on Lysa. That's for sure. He's trying to think of ways to get that car. Well, maybe you'll say that to get somebody to give you a matana, that's not like Sasma, that is like Sasma. The Sasma talks about it, the price can talk about it, that's also like Sasma. So, Chayda, it's another example of like Sasma, trying to get a specific item, even your parents. Even your parents. Now, I know what's going to happen. So the kid's going to come home today and he's going to say, Mama, kid, don't ask me to do anything. So, Sasma. You know, my time is precious, time is money, and thanks to everybody, by the way, everybody said. But my time is money, my time is precious, and you're going to ask me to do something, and what's going to happen? I'm going to say, no, you can't ask. Dad, already, it doesn't work like that. If you're mechuyev to be doing something, then a body can be hipster by, that's like the Rambam tells us, in Hilchos Gittin, he wants to give the get. He's in a rutzing. Okay, you have him down with a billy club, and you're hitting him 50 times and 50 miles an hour, but he really wants to be giving the get. And that's how we all love. If you're supposed to be doing something, and this is really your innermost rutzing is to be giving this, you know, helping your parents, etc. So that's not about the leisachma, that's what a person's mechuyev to do. Now, I would say, Agav, even on Yedei Shliach, what happens if I send somebody to my parents, like the brother? Again, I don't like using these cases because I don't want to lose my friends here, but I don't know if anybody has a reason why this shouldn't be L'Sachmai. You send like the other brother to the parents to go and tell them they should give me this, and they should give me that, and they should this, and the son-in-law says to that brother-in-law, maybe you talk to the brother-in-law, to give me this, to give me that, to get something from the parents, from the animals. So maybe you'll say, tell you, they shliach, so he's the shliach, he'll be over on the Aveda. They ain't shliach the Dabra Aveda. So who wants to prove that's wrong? No, give me a raya that's wrong. Two rayas, I speak. Two rayas why that's wrong. Should I tell you why? Number one, we saw that the Rambam said, Hipster boy chavido. He sent his friend to go and get the fellow to go and what? To go and give him the thing, to sell him the friend. The Rambam said he sent his friends to do it. What happened to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira? You know what the answer to this question is? The answer is a stipler. The answer is you're not over. The Aveira is what? The Aveira is L'Sachem is not the fact that you got him to actually sell it. The Aveira is you wanted it so bad that you're willing to get your friend and your brother-in-law and this one to go and get the parents to give and da-da. That's the Aveira of L'Sachem is that you so much wanted it that you're willing to do these things. The friends going is just a pizza. It's just the means of getting that result. So Chayu Yoivim L'Sachem. I'll give you another example, Abay Sai. I'll give you another example. The Beni Yoyna. It's murmuring. Baruch Hashem. The Ikra Abay Sai is when there's murmuring. That's how you know. That's how Magichia knows he was successful. There's murmur. That's how you tell you that, Abay Sai. We should find it out. Anybody has a Kuta Kasha? Let's go. Let's go. That's what we want to hear. Kuta Kasha is on this. And the thing is that today, I was very nervous to give this year. I told my esteemed brother, I said, no, my Sachmad, I have so many friends here in this country. Why am I starting with the Sachmad? I'm going to lose everybody. So I sent every single Shaila that we have discussed today, I sent to Shliach the Rebbe Yashiv. Every single Shaila that we discussed today. And in every single one, the answer came back, what we're saying, nope, that's not Meshavid, anybody asked your God, and asked your Shaila, but at least, you don't have to tie that on these shoulders, these small little weeny shoulders. You told it on the big Reisig Gedolim, the big Elonis. I'm going to get a little lighter. The Bein Yoyna in Shar Tshuva, which Adam the Chavetz Chaim said, don't make a mistake and think Shar Tshuva the Bein Yoyna is some Musa Sefer. Don't make that mistake. It's quoted many times in the Sefer Lashon Hara. And the Chavetz Chaim says, I don't quote anything except Halach in the Sefer. I don't quote Musa. That's the second part of the Sefer Chavetz Chaim where he quotes Musa. He says, the Bein Yoyna is a Mishnah. And the third chapter of the Bein Yoyna Shar Tshuva, he goes Protei Protim through the mitzvahs. That's a Sefer Halach. That's a Sefer Halach. Everything there is Halach, Halach a Sefer. Rabbi Yoyna says a chiddush l'alach. I also saw after when I say for chassid in the rishon. Rabbi Yoyna says similar thing. He says, what happens if you have? Let me give you two cases first. What happens? Somebody doesn't want to sell his house. Not only doesn't want to sell. He's got a house. I see a guy walk at the house. I want to live in that house. It's on a certain block. I see a certain car. Am I allowed to go over to him one time and say, you want to sell your car? I'll give you $8,000 million. $8,000 million. Am I allowed to do that? So we would say, it's l'sachmid, right? It's not up for sale. And you're desiring it to the extent that you're willing to. So this is already, we have a big insight from the Smat in Chayshim Mishpat and Simin Reish Kokhas. The Smat in Chayshim Mishpat and Reish Kokhas is talking about a different case. He's talking about the famous Gemara in the Chulim, the Tachka. And the Gemara says that we had a business of Gnevis Das. Gnevis Das means I'm not allowed to make a person, you know, trick a person. Everybody knows to trick a person to think I'm doing him a favor, and I'm not really doing him a favor. You're not allowed to be Gnevis Das, a feel of an Akkum. talk about this at different time, perhaps. But over there, one of the examples is, somebody comes to a country, I'll give you an example, somebody comes to Eretz Yisrael, and I know he's staying in a hotel for Shabbos. I know he's not going to be eating by me. He's a 40, 50, 60 minutes walk away from me. He's not coming to eat by me. So I'm not allowed to tell him, would you like to eat by me for Shabbos? And I know he's for sure not going to eat by me for Shabbos. So Chareitz Gnevus Das. That would be the classic example of Gnevus Das. Said this man, Choshen Mishpura Chiddush, he said, the lashon of the Gemara is hipster butt. You're a messiah foot. You force the guy. Please eat by me. Please eat by me. Come on, why don't you eat by me? Come on, I really want to have you for a meal. You know he's not going through. And you're just doing it to show to look like you're a great gavaldika, bow machisa, yeah, yeah. That's the name of that. But said the smile, if you do it one time, you do it two times, that's basic mental kite. He's going to say, yeah, ish. But to not offer in such a situation, so it makes him feel like he's enough. You call up the person and say, you came for Shabbos. No, you want to eat by me for Shabbos? Oh, you know he's going to say no. Are you sure? That's okay. That's not Gnevus Das. That's being done like the Gemara calls the Kvoy Doi. I'll give you a dogma. You know, I know a boy said that this camera's not on and this camera's not on. I know why you guys put it down there. You want me to make me feel like I'm good, I'm hushing the guy. So, you know, he's going to come, he's going to speak, and there's not going to be any cameras. There's not going to be any recorders. I know it's going on there. So you put it down to make me feel like I actually have something hushing with this other, you know? Okay, but that, why are you allowed to do that? I Gnevus Das. The answer is, because I know. No, the real answer is why? Because that's being done with Chvaydai. A bacha called me the other day, he asked me, there's a certain Rosh Hashivi that's in, you know, he knows he's not going to be able to be the Masada Kedushin for him. He knows he won't be able to, he's going to be out of the country. Is he allowed to ask him? I told him, you mechuyev to ask him to be Masada Kedushin. I know for sure he's going to say no. But that's for Chvaydai. That's not being done to be going of Das. That's the basic Menschel Chdikazach to do, is he ask him. Akko Pondim, send him a Tzela Chochmer. My Mechuzge, that will see. But I said to tell a chochmeh that we see over there a lashon that hits your book. The only time you have this problem of Gnevus Das is when you bother him a lot. Come on, eat by me for Shabbos, and you know he's not going to. That's when it's a Gnevus Das. But the one time is not a problem. He says the same lashon we see over here in the Rambam, and the same lashon in Shulchan Aruch, Mefurish, and Simin Shin Nun Tes. It says the exact same lashon. It says you were matzir boy, you sent friends and everybody for him to sell the item. But he says that if a person goes and benefits of the actual is asking the same sack, that if you go to Machlik is maybe how many times you can ask, but if I see a house, I'm allowed to go over to him and I'm allowed to say to him, do you want to sell the house? You want to sell your house? Right? I'm willing to pay whatever price you want. What happened to Leisach? My son's Gevaldik a Chiddush, but it's true. It's not called a Hiftzer. We don't see that Gevaldik a Taiv, it's a Leiv. You know, you have to be careful. And it's interesting, the Betel Chochma in the Tshuva doesn't speak this out, but you have to be careful. You have to be careful not to be over on the Sasachma. You have to be very careful. You might be over on the first Aveira of thinking out all these different ways of how I'm going to get that feel. If you just do one simple thing, you go over to the person, whatever you want, I'll pay you for that item. That won't be a problem of Lesachmite. Lesachmite's only a comment that I'm Amish, you know, I'm figuring ways and I'm working and I'm this, or I'm doing a lot of pressure, a lot of Chaveirim. That's when there's the Aveira of Lesachmite. Interesting. Another chiddush of Yitzhak Lalocha in Lozach, with all these interesting chiddushim, is what about Lozach my Benegeya, let's say mitzvahs? No, you know, every year I check Esroika. At that mamish, at that time, sometimes you see an Esrog, it's so beautiful. No, what's from the Yitzhak Lalocha? Yeah, this isn't a nice one, this is a lemon. You can't do that. But there's another thing, sometimes a person can say to himself, is that beautiful Esrog? I wish I could have this Esrog. And you know, we always see that story, though. I'll take this S. You hear the Rav saying sometimes, I'll take this S. Right? Is that Taka? So the emesis is, I looked around also. So Paul, he used to be the trailblazer in the Inyanim over here of Lesachmai. And he has a tshuva, he writes that even on mitzvahs, there's an Aver Lesachmai. He's talking over there about a shailah. Erev Pesach Matzis. No, that Ebed Gahat, the Erev Pesach Matzis. And he was the only one that had it. They wanted to know if they can, you know, give a hard time for the Ebed that he should share his Erev Pesach Tikka Matzis. I think it's the same thing with an Esrig. You see, Hashena, beautiful Esrig, Lechayda. It's the same thing for you to go and try to figure out a way of how to get that Esrig. And here's the case of where you'd have a Lesachmai, where you want that specific item. I did see a Chiddush today, Lalocha, which I'm not sure. The Belzer died, Rabbi, the Shevet Gazi, Rabbi Gross, Rabbi Shama Gross, he writes a Chiddush, he brings a Raya from a Steichem, and this really would help a lot in Lesachmai, it would really help a lot, that there's no issue of Lesachmai that borrowed. Now, I want to explain this to myself. I have to look into this. It seems to me tremendous Chiddush. I have thought another way to get everybody over here in Lesachmai, no? You see somebody has something, you want to borrow it. You don't want to buy the thing, you want to borrow it one more, and you give him a hard time, you know he's not interested in lending it to you, and you give him a hard time until he lends it to you. So I would have thought that's an issue. I mean, why should Shoyal be different? When it comes to every Indian of borrowing, we find borrowing is considered a gazel. If I go over and I sit, you know, I always tell Bachur Yeshiva, you sit on that Bachur's bed, you don't know if he wants you sitting on your bed. That's exactly. That's Shoyal Shaloi Midat Gazel. That's how we pass in Lalocha. Shoyal Shaloi Midat is the gazel. We pass in Lalocha in two places in Shukumar. So Chayor, why should it be different? Did you borrow something? You know, yeah, he's not Makbid and this, that. Yeah, if you know explicitly, he's given you permission in the past. That's not considered a Shoyal Shaloi Midat Gazel. Now, I always say, the classic example, a person you have to learn with brain. If you don't learn with brain, you make big mistakes. The Imam Bav Metzia, Daf Lamed says, that when it comes to tefillin, you know, other person's tefillin, you're allowed to borrow somebody else's tefillin. Because nobody's Makbid. It's a mitzvah. Nobody's makbid. I should borrow his tefillin. People aren't makbid. Mashengen, when it comes to somebody else's sefer, says the famous Gemara about Matzia, you can't because people are makbid. Because why? Because it could rip. It could this. Nicer. And that mitzvah, you know, nowadays it comes out mamash fakert. And once you understand the reasoning of the Gemara, the Matzia says fakert. Among most people would not be happy to find out that somebody else borrowed his tefillin. I can't make all of these things, but you can't say it's poshut. That everybody doesn't mind if I borrow your tefillin, I want, and I excuse my English, but you want his sweaty head on your tefillin. You know who says that? That's not my time. That's what he does says it. I don't want his sweaty head on it, on my tefillin. I don't know, maybe he lived in our country later. Oh, but it's already not posh it. You can't say that there's a humdan that he would let me lend, that I could borrow his tefillin without asking. By a sefer nowadays, it's pumfaket. We know that you walk around the base medrash, and unless it says in the sefer, na lo l'shtamesh, you know, also l'shtamesh, you're over on zeil, you're over on ticha, you're over on this. If you use my sefer, I'm sure, right? So then we know, pasis is, it's mikubal, that you are allowed to borrow the sefer. Now, there are klolim, the mishabru, and sitting in the doubt says, you can't borrow it and take it to a different base medrash, you can't borrow it at a time when you know he's going to probably need it. If he's there, you have to ask and set the mishabru, it's a davashef shilapru, what do we see from here, big aside? Shayel shaloi midas, borrowing things without permission. So we see Shoyal could go into the category, you know, you're not being mezakeh him a mitzvah. He's a Shoyal. We know a Shoyal, a person lends something, he gets a mitzvah, says the same for Chofetz Chaim. So you might think to yourself, no, I'm going to mezakeh him a mitzvah. You can't do that. Is a garden. So I would have thought the same thing by the Sachmai. If I would see, and this is really bad, this, I made a mistake. It was clear I made a mistake when I gave the Shia to those counselors that we spoke about. So I told them that, you know what a classic thing you have to tell your campers is? They see everybody else's items in the camp. And they say, I want to borrow that. And they give the guy a hard time, they'll leave lends it to them. And I'm like, and then I saw today that the Shevet HaKasi brings a raya from a Seichel, we're talking about Tzchiris, it's already a mucking pressure, like, about Kapanim. He brings down over there from the Seichel that there's no Baisachmai when it comes to the Nyanim of She'eva and Tzchiris, a very big Kiddush. I found it to be a great, great Kiddush. Bamis, this was the one question that the Shliach, really the one question I wanted the Shaila to go to the Hashem, this is the one Shaila that wasn't successful. Please, I'll try to get the Shaila, but that's Hashem, I'll come tomorrow night and we'll try and tell you the answer to that Shaila. But if that would be true, it would be a great savior. I will tell you something the Sefer Hasidim says, though. He says one thing clear. He said, that's clear, that when it comes to this issue of Leisachman, he's talking even about borrowing, and it's not clear if he goes over on borrowing. But let's say, even if you're not, but if you're going to cause the person to do something he doesn't want to do, that's about an Aveira. What the name of that Aveira is, I can't tell you. Maybe it's the issue of Hamas. Maybe it's a different issue. But you're putting him into a position that's already a problem. Number one. Number two, we might have got to mention before from Rabbeinu Yonah in Shaar Tshuva. Rabbeinu Yonah Chelek Gimel Shaar Tshuva, I think it was Kuf Memches. He says over there, in the Gabi, the issue of Lestachma, we explained to Rabbeinu that if you tell him one time, I want your ass, I'll give you whatever money you want for it. He said that might not be Leisachmai. That's what they were told from, we learned from the Sma, and that we saw from the Paiskin. They said that's not called Leisachmai. But what if it's somebody, and this is very McGay in other cases too, let's say it's somebody you can't say no to. You can't say no to. You know, let's say you go, you have a person, somebody, you know, he's a Rebbe. He's a thing. You can't say no to him. Your boss. And you can't say no to the guy. So then he's walking on a pushing tightrope every time he asks you for something. You're not going to say no. I'll give you examples. And again, you know, somebody comes to a certain town, whatever. He tells the person, could you have me for Shabbos? No. I need a bad. You know, the mentions the Kazakh, the person goes to shul, he doesn't have a place, the people come over him, etc. But he's running a tightrope. What's he going to do? The Sefer Hasidim says, Yesh Dvarim, that are Gezel, and they're worse than Gezel. They're not Mamish Gezel, excuse me, but they're worse than Gezel. Why? Because at least Gezel you can pay back. He says, what if you get somebody to give you something you didn't want to give? Example, a ride, this. You know, he doesn't really want to give you a ride or whatever. He's not going to say no. You're putting him into a position where he can't say no. So now, you're not going to even be able to pay him back, says the Sefer Chassidim. Because what? At the end of the time, you take the ride. Okay, you gave me a ride from here to my house. Actually, no, he wants to give you a ride. About to be Mizakai Yid the Mitzvah. But you know, it's not part of the cloud. So then you got the ride. Now what are you going to do at the end? Take out there. Here's the... If I would have taken a cab, it would be like 2 pounds. So you have change of 5. He's not going to say yes. In the Megla, you're putting him into a position, and it's going to be bad. Instead, but if you want to quit this other side, the Gabi Toyda, there is no Lysachma. There's a Mefurish Zoya about this. What happens? You have a Rebbe. You want this Rebbe to teach a Toyda, etc. There's no Lysachma. You know what the Pshat is? Zabai Sai in the Zoya. And this is a different Pshat then. The Pshat can say different Pshat in the Zoya. I think this most simple Pshat is that when a person learns Toyda, what's the Pshat? He got your Toyda? No, it's like the tie. Just like we said, if you receive that tie, I want that tie. I want that, I want that. So you can go and buy the exact same tie from the store. It's not that tie. And the only answer is asking, what's that? When it comes to Taida, what, you're getting his Taida? Like the Gemara and Kedushin, the Taida delay, are they? But maybe he learns that the taxes of a good lever is not to give over his Taida. It's to put the Taida in there, and the person brings out his own potential. The Taida is your Taida now. That's not a problem of Lysachma. It's Negeya. A Bacher wants to try and get into a yeshiva. Look, if the Bacher is trying to get in because a good Shidduch doesn't do a Taida. Or if the Bacher is trying to get in because he wants to actually learn, and he wants to get in there, and he's pressuring and pressuring and pressuring to get in, and he's sending this one and that one and that. Not a problem of Lysachmite. My sir, then with one Nakuda Baisai, is we still didn't answer up the Kasha. So why is Lysachmite Aseres Adibris? Why is Lysachmite in the Aseres Adibris? I want to answer a story, two stories. There's a story with, I think it was the Smack. One of the Sefer Mitzvahs, when he wrote his Sefer, he writes that they came to him in a Chalim, like we spoke in the Shir of Achaloimis, and they told him that he left out one Mitzvah. One Mitzvah did he leave out? He shamar the Chah Pentishka. You forgot the Pai Me'oilu. That's what they told him. And they're the Sefer. You forgot one Mitzvah. You forgot Pai Me'oilu. And Be'emis L'maisa, and I said, this is Be'emis T'Pshat, and let me show you say, in Lysachma. Why is it that the Aseres HaDibris, the Einik Aseres HaDibris, why did they end with the Aveir of Lysachma? Because it's a big mistake of Isai. Lysachma is the seed of all the Aseres HaDibris, and like the Lashon HaSmar, it's Koinul Kulam. Why? Because you start out the Aseres HaDibris with what? Anoich. You start out with Amunah. And that's just called Amunah, you know, we'll call it, that's Amunah b'machshav. You have to believe in Bari Ayom. When is it L'maisa though? The real L'maisa Dik of Bari Ayom is Lysachma. That's when the Mucham Chaveda, that nobody can touch what's yours, what's coming to you, nobody can touch. There's a Meisim with the guy in that God, the Tzaddik, he said, Oilam, Rav Aaron Kotler, and Rav Aaron Kotler was on his deathbed, Mamish, Kaputa, on that day. So his wife, he saw his kid, Krecht, Rav Aaron gave a Krecht, like he was in pain. Rav Aaron is there, do it, it was a terrible, terrible tzaddik, and the Machler, they claimed his life, and he was Mamish in a Gefährlich Tzaddik. And his wife heard him give up to Krecht, and she said, Arlo, so I heard this Meisim from somebody who was in the room, he said, Arlo, it'll be good. It'll be good. It'll be alright. And Rav Aaron, the only bit of koyach that Rav Aaron Kotler had left, Rav Aaron Kotler, with all the little bit of koyach he had left, he said to his wife, nay, so shine good, weil ich bin in good hands. It's already good, because I'm in a good hands. And this is the whole Yisrael that I said, is when a Yid comes to the realization that what's mine is mine, and what's coming to me is coming to me. And what somebody else has, if it's meant for me, I'd have it. And if it wasn't meant for me, I wouldn't have it. Now we understand that by side, why it's a chelek of the Aseres HaDibris.